views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Having learned life lessons the hard way, Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. So tune in, turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Now, here's your host, Chuck Gallagher.
Well, hi, this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, and I am so excited to be with you today. We've got a great show lined up. Often it is said that, everyone has within them a book just waiting to come out. Now, as the author of two books, I will tell you that the emergence of that book is what I would call like giving birth, except it takes a heck of a lot longer in most cases to be able to really pull that out and to go through the experience of that. But today we've got a really interesting show because, you know, on Transformation Talk Radio, the main thing we're looking for is what is it that we can do that will be life-changing, that will be transformative. And the first book that I wrote was a book entitled Second Chances, Transforming Adversity into Opportunity. And for those people that follow the show or have had the opportunity to look at the book, it's an interesting and unique perspective on, a little bit of my life from making a series of really, really bad choices that landed me in federal prison. And although it's not the most exciting part of life, that part where the consequence catches up to the choice that's made, I will also say that was probably the most transformative part of my life because it helped me really understand the truth of, well, what it meant to be a Chuck Gallagher and what I brought to this world. But probably out of that, the most important thing was if you make bad choices and, well, let's say the consequences suck. The question would be, but what if you make a different set of choices? What if you make empowering choices? What are the possibilities? What could happen? And so Straight Talk Radio is about straight talk. It's about really exploring those types of things and items that we can look at and say, okay, how can we recover? What is it that we can do? And I get calls weekly from people who are convicted felons that say, wait a minute, you've somehow put your life back together. You ended up as a senior VP of sales and marketing in a public company, and you speak around the world now. How did you do that? And the answer is there are specific things that we can do in our lives to make better sets of choices that can empower us to become the people that we are. And my two guests today, Meryl Scott and her daughter Alyssa Curry, are shining examples of that. First thing, Meryl is a best-selling author. She's also, which is really interesting, a ghost writer and Oprah's, I'll spit out in a minute, Oprah's ambassador of, I mean, you sit back and you talk with someone who has her background and experience, and it really is, it's quite amazing. And Alyssa, we need to offer some congratulations to because she just finished her degree in psychology here in May of 2014. And, you know, you finish a degree in psychology and you're an author. Well, that's just pretty doggone cool because most people at your age are. But both Marilla and Alyssa are with me today to talk about a new book that was written. The title of the book is Intuition. And let me read this. It says, Intuition is a novel inspired by the true events of their life, revealing the power intuition has. Now, without going into the story, I want to first say, Marilyn and Alyssa both, welcome to the show. It's my delight to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
You know, let's do this. And as opposed to me giving this away, whether it's Alyssa or Marilyn, you pick it, let me know. But someone tell me a little bit about the concept behind the book.
Well, the book is a journey of understanding how intuition can change, save, and protect your life. And behind it, Marilla Scott is speaking at an event when she's kidnapped, and it's up to me to take the lessons that she's taught me over the years of following my intuition, and I have to use that in order to discover who took her, why, and how to save her life before it's too late. And there's romance in it, there's a lot of twists, and it's a psychological thriller, so it's really going to take you on a ride.
And now this is a novel, so it is fiction inspired by true events. So let's talk first about the true events. What's the real skinny behind creating this psychological thriller with twists and turns?
Well, the beginning of the story, you can see that developed is that we really do go on speaking tours together, and there's conversations that we have in the book. You can see when we're sitting at dinner in different scenes that we really have these conversations together, and she, over the years, has taught me to follow my intuition and how to listen to my God-given intuition. And so we took that as the base of the story, and we developed, you know, another side of it in order to really teach people how to recognize it and how to see it.
So tell me, you know, the truth is the two of you, of course, do go out, you speak together, and you were taught about intuition. So if you were to define intuition, how would you define intuition if you're talking to an audience? What do they look for?
Well, some people may see it easier if you talk about how it's your first voice. It's a voice that tells you what to do or what not to do. The second guessing yourself is what typically doesn't lead to a good outcome. And everyone has this. It's regardless of your faith, everyone has intuition, and it's called different things. But for me, it's my God-given intuition. And it's something that everyone needs to learn how to follow because they can really hear it. If they take the time to slow down and just listen for a bit, it's something that tells you, it's your feeling that says, do this, you know, or don't go out tonight. Or, you know, it's something that people really need to listen to.
You know, I have to say this as we begin the show because, you know, obviously the show title is Straight Talk, and I absolutely hear what you say. And by the way, I believe that. I believe we do have God-given intuition, and I do believe we have that inner voice that is by nature designed to lead us in the right way. Now, but the however is, and you kind of caught this in the introduction, obviously, I wasn't listening to the right voice when temptation back in the mid to late 80s, when temptation was so strong financially that I chose to embezzle money and create a Ponzi scheme, knowing full well, consciously, that was unethical and, quite frankly, illegal. So sometimes, even the best of us at times get the voice, what's the word I'm looking for, so clouded, maybe we can't hear it. So with that, what would you say? How do we tap into intuition whenever we are embroiled in areas that seem to have it turned off?
Well, honestly, I think that the reason that you were intertwined in the scheme that you stated, it's because you were listening to what you wanted to do instead of what was right. A lot of times that's why people don't trust their intuition, because it opposes what they truly want. And intuition rises above reason, so you don't always understand it. So if something tells you don't do this or don't do that, and you want to, you're going to do what you want intuitively. That's the mistake that people make, is not trusting their intuition. They go for what they know and what's comfortable to them. You can meet someone, have all the warning signs or a situation, know that it's not right, and you're going to do what you want to do. That's going against your intuition. So you learn to trust it by basically going to a place of peace and removing all the noise from your life, all the things that distract you and keep you from focusing on what's right and what's clear. And a lot of times when you have negativity, you're surrounded by it, or you have a lot going on in your life, you can't feel, you can't sense and hear God's voice guiding you. And that's one of the reasons that people need to remove negativity from their life, so they can feel that. And it's very, very heavy. It keeps, you know, going at you and going at you, and it gets stronger and stronger, the sense, until you really listen. And if you don't listen, you're going to look back on that decision you made and say, wow, I knew better. That's how so many people, they oppose it, and then they say, I knew better. I should have trusted it. That's your intuition. That's exactly what it is. So clearing some of the negativity, stop doing what you want, and just trust that feeling. It's very strong. You know what it is when you feel it.
You know, that is a very powerful statement. And my guest today is Marilla Scott and her daughter, Alyssa Curry. They are the authors of Intuition, which is a brand new novel that I highly recommend. But for right now, as you can hear from the music, it's time for us to go to break. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. And we will be back to talk more about intuition, authoring a book, ghostwriting, and being Oprah's ambassador of hope. Stick with me. Well, this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. And oh my goodness, this is the first segment. If you were listening to it, boy, it time flew. Because we're talking with best-selling author, ghostwriter, and Oprah's ambassador of hope, Marilla Scott, and her daughter, Alyssa Curry, both authors of the new book, Intuition. And although the book is a novel inspired by true events, the true events are absolutely fascinating. Now, in coming back, Marilla, I guess I want to go directly to you, because I understand that kind of the motivation behind the book, or the start of the book, was Alyssa's desire to help you recover from a situation you had to deal with. Tell us about what was taking place and how this started.
Well, the beauty of it is when I was a child, I had a lot of trauma and horror that took place in my life, and it's chronicled in my memoir, In Our House, Perception Versus Reality. And from that horror and that situation, I had a heightened sense of awareness. And that heightened sense of awareness, when I was a child, I really didn't know what it was, but as I became an adult, I realized it was my intuition, my God-given intuition, so I learned to develop it and trust it further. And I, throughout my life, I always did, and I have never been wrong in trusting it. I'm always wrong when I don't. But there came a point that 3 years ago, May 17th, actually, I went to see a doctor and told him, you know, that something was in my head. It was right there, and I put it to the top of my head, and I said, there's something here that's bothering me. They ran tests. They couldn't tell me anything. And they said, kept sending me home saying, okay, there's nothing wrong. And they ran some more tests. I went to see another neurosurgeon, couldn't find anything. And my doctor finally sent me to a neurosurgeon, and he ran some tests that no one else had. And he said, you know what, you have multiple brain aneurysms. And they went in and did an immediate craniotomy. So
wow.
With that being said, yeah, I had a craniotomy a couple days later. But the thing about it was, I kept trusting my intuition. I knew. I didn't know what was wrong, and I didn't want there to be something wrong. But intuitively, it just wouldn't go away, and it kept getting stronger and stronger until that's what happened. And so intuition was born out of this story, because I had trouble with my speech and my memory, and my daughter, I kept being told to get back to my passion and that it would come back, but I couldn't remember things. I couldn't speak very well. And my daughter said, you know what, we're going to go ahead and write the story, because I wanted to start writing again, but I couldn't remember how, and we began working on it together, and
yeah,
that's how it came.
It was a part of your therapy. You know, we decided to write it 2 months after her surgery, because I knew that it would get her passion back. You could see you could see everything coming back into her eyes, and seeing her passion is amazing. So,
you know, I have to say to you, as I hear the story, that is incredibly touching, and it's so many levels. Number one, Marilla, you just said, you know, you had a heightened sense of awareness. That was your intuition, and your intuition saved your life.
Right.
Which is, you know, what if people listen to themselves?
Right.
Wow.
Right. I mean, it's happened so many times throughout my life, even with my children. They've seen me do it and say, you know, don't do this or don't do that. In a situation some of them described in intuition, they're accurate. I mean, 100% accurate, even down to the detail of the location and where and how the conversations took place between my daughter and I. But it's we put it in a book that was more palatable for people to understand how and why you should trust it. It can save your life. It can save someone else's life. It can teach you and bring you closer to your relationship with God or in faith. Whatever your religion is, it doesn't matter. You still have it. So you may as well use it. That's your protector. It protects you from your own wrong decisions, bad choices, and harm.
Now, Marilyn, let me ask you this question before, Alyssa, I go to you. You obviously, you knew there was something wrong. You found out you'd had multiple aneurysms, and quickly they did a craniotomy. But I have to ask this. Had you lost your skill and your memory and your abilities before the craniotomy, or was that a temporary issue that was as a result of it?
That was a result of it. And so afterwards, I had the aneurysms clipped and everything, but my speech, I couldn't speak properly. Like, if I was speaking to you now, you wouldn't understand me. In my memory, I couldn't remember things. In my short-term memory, was you know, was shot. I couldn't remember a lot. And so to get it back, that was my therapy. And my passion and everything, it came back. It never really left me, but it came back to the surface when I began to get my skills back. Because what I do is I inspire, I share. And this is a way to share the power of intuition through my own examples. Everything I share with people is from my life examples, things I've learned.
Now, Alyssa, in your world, how long were you and your mother working on this book?
It felt like a very fast process. Because in the beginning, you know, everything is based on conversations that we really had. So, you know, of course, the beginning of it started out a little bit slow because we were trying to get everything back over a period of time. But soon it picked up, you know, and the story just took off quickly. So it's our conversation between there. It was very easy for us to write that out and say, you know, I remember these examples when you told me, you know, no, don't walk the dog tonight, just stay in. You know, and so I'm bringing up these examples that she showed me of following her intuition, and they're teaching me along the way. So it ended up being a process for the both of us. Yeah, absolutely.
So when did you start the book?
Started it 2 months after I had the craniotomy. That's the fascinating part of it.
Okay, and when was that? What year was that? Because it's 2014, and this just came out, I think, on the 2nd of April.
Right, yeah. March 31st, it came out. It's released. Yeah, and 3 years ago, we started writing it. 3 years
okay.
ago.
Okay, great. So 3 years ago, you began writing it. Now, Alyssa, this is the reason I asked that question about time. You've just graduated with a degree in psychology, and I know a bit about what that's like going through school and all of the work that's involved in that to get your bachelor's degree here in May of 2014. By the way, congratulations.
Thank you.
But that had to be really kind of, I hate to put it this way, Marilla, but Alyssa, like double duty, because you're working on a book, you're helping your mother with her rehabilitation, and yet you're focusing on your college experience so that you can accomplish that in your life. Tell me a little bit about what that was like.
Well, the one thing, if I may, I have to say, she graduated with honors, and her commitment to for success, to strive to be better and accomplish things, is incredible because she's incredibly focused. But let's go ahead. I was really proud of you for that because he's right. You know, you worked on this at a very trying time. Thank you.
Yeah, and congratulations for graduating with honors. I cannot say that myself.
Thank you.
Nor did I.
It actually, it was not a difficult process between going from school and being home and working on it and everything, because that she said that perfectly. You know, I was focused, and I have been for all 4 years of school. You know, I went from school, you know, going to class to coming home, you know, getting my homework done, working on this. So, and I'm not very a type of person who goes out and parties or anything like that. You know, my time, sure. My great time is going to concerts and hanging out with my family. You know, I love music and I love being with my family. So that actually helped a lot. My personality is coming home and being with them. So it was a easy process going back and forth between those things.
Wow, it's neat to hear that, and also to see that, I don't know, what I'm going to call the love, the family connection of being able to see your mother's passion and know what that experience was like, and yet as her daughter, to be able to step into the role of co-author to help that come back. I think that is just a transformational experience, which is really very cool.
She did it seamlessly, which was most impressive, to be able to see her take her experiences through life and flawlessly take them and put them and insert them and mend them with my style of writing and having her own style of writing. They just came together. When people read the book, they're blown away with the creativity, but how it the message is so clear and concise, and they can tell that there's two different styles, but it's very seamless. And so her dedication to the project was just incredible. And it came from her soul. It came up out of her soul. So it was really heartwarming to do this with my daughter.
Now, Alyssa, in this book, did you find that any of the classes or the work that you were doing in college in psychology somehow contributed to the story, or were those literally two separate things?
Absolutely. They actually, talking about intuition and things like that, that really coincides together. For, you know, psychology, what we're talking about with trusting your intuition versus your own voice, I mean, we have psychology terms for that. It's your superego, which is what tells you what you should do, you know, while your id focused on what we want to do. That's our kind of inner voice saying, well, I want to go out tonight. I want to hang out. I want to be with my friends, you know, while your superego is saying, okay, but think about this in another way. What do you feel like is the best option to do? You know, that's your intuition that's telling you what you really should do or not do. So There are a lot of things in psychology that actually brought about more terms. You know, people who don't feel like they fit under, you know, a certain religion or things like that. But psychology, you know, even though they say, yeah, science doesn't believe in that, it actually does. It just has different terms for it. So
right.
It really does, you know, hit psychology while writing this book, which is awesome that it fits under a psychological pillar. Right.
Well, and now we hear the music, which is telling us it's about time for another break. My guests are Marilla Scott, Alyssa Curry, both authors of the new book, Intuition, just released in the spring of 2014. And I've got to tell you, go to Amazon.com, pick up a copy. It is a novel wrapped in a romantic psychological thriller, but it is laced with a lot of truth and practical experience. So stick with me. We're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit about what it's like to be Oprah's ambassador of hope and how one becomes that, and about ghostwriting and about publishing, because I know a lot of people have an interest in how do I get the book in me out. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and we'll be back in just a minute. This is Straight Talk Radio with Chuck Gallagher, and you know, I every show we do, I'm excited by, but this is a particularly fun show. It's not often that I have someone as my guest who has won a congressional award for humanitarian efforts and has been Oprah's ambassador of hope. Marilla Scott is the co-author of a new book called Intuition. Alyssa Curry, her daughter, recent graduate, by the way, congratulations, with honors, is also the co-author of Intuition, and we have been talking about how intuition plays in our lives and has become a foundation for this new book that both Scott and Murray have written, but also about how all of that has taken place. Meryl, I have to ask you, though, tell me a little bit. I guess, is it your first book was In Our House? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Tell me a little bit about that book, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Well, In Our House actually is my memoir that talks about the ordeal that I had, or multiple ordeals growing up as a child. And my father was recruited right out of college with five children and one on the way by both IBM and the CIA. However, behind closed doors, he was exceedingly abusive. And so with that, it caused my mother and my brothers and I to really have a life that was no one could see. No one, society seemed to close their eyes to it. And as the abuse got worse, my brother was beaten terribly, and my mother, teeth knocked out, eyes blacked, and things that were really traumatic and life-threatening, she sought other avenues to try and end the abuse, which further devastated her life. So with that being said, the trepidation around the house, to say the least, was something that never went away. That fear was within us. And so my story shows people how we overcame that, what happened, and the devastating results that it cost my mother. So the story, it has won multiple awards and is a bestseller, and it really has layers and layers of things that people, anyone, should want to know and learn, and it's heart-wrenching. But that story is what caused me to go to Surrounded by Inspiration and to write inspirational stories for people as ghostwriter and intuition with my daughter, because I love to take people and show them how they can overcome adversity and transcend into a healthier, better version of themselves. How can you forgive? How do you let go of negativity? And how do you trust your intuition? So,
Marilyn, in your story, In Our House, I have a sense, and perhaps you have a much better feel for this than I do, but I have a sense that as devastating as that experience was for you as a child, it's not, I don't know how to put this, this may not come out quite right, it's not that uncommon that there are probably more than any of us care to acknowledge the behind-closed-door realities that are far different than the external perceptions that people want the world to see. Has it been your experience in revealing that about your life and your upbringing that brings out that's really, I'm not going to say common, but it exists more often than as a society we like to admit?
Oh, goodness, absolutely. Because one of the things is that the book is, that's why it's entitled In Our House, and the subtitle is Perception Versus Reality. Because the true reality of our lives is truly not the reality. It's not the perception that we give people, a perception that we want them to see, but it's not the reality of our life. And we need to allow people to see, you know, who we really are, and then we don't have to worry about trying to fix it and correct it and change it later. And we hide so much, and that's why people can't help. They don't know that you need help because we're busy, you know, masking paint, masking a lot of things. And so that's not healthy. It's not a good thing to do.
You know, I hear you say it's not healthy and not a good thing to do. And then I see your daughter, I don't mean physically, but I understand your daughter with a degree in psychology could certainly echo and somewhat diagnose all of the masking that takes place. But you said, you know, we really need to let people see reality. And I'm going to speak from personal experience. In my life, obviously, having gone to prison and come back, I found one thing to be very true. Transparency is a very freeing experience. And it has led to a lot of acceptance. Now, it doesn't mean that what I did was right. It was not. But I can at least be accepted and have a way to recover in life by being willing to be real and transparent about that past. But it seems like being real and transparent is the difficulty that people have because, I guess, of fear of what the outcome might be.
Absolutely. That is completely true. I think people hiding and masking their past or masking their feelings, you know, it happens a lot in society, whether we're, you know, pretending to like somebody that we don't or something going on behind closed doors, but that people aren't able to get help if they don't open up, you know, and don't say anything. And often, seen in psychology, that leads to people developing different habits, you know, whether some people turn to drugs or alcohol or some people act out in class. If you see, you know, a student who's typically angry or bad, you might want to look in their past and see what's going on, you know, in their home, or something's bothering them. So it happens a lot, you know. So seeing that in psychology, you're right, being open and at least speaking it. And, you know, if you're being bullied or something and you tell people, you're allowing somebody else to help you instead of staying in that situation. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's I guess the best way to put it is I run into a fair number of people who, especially having a past like mine as a convicted felon, ask the question, well, gee, what should I do? And the answer is be transparent. And, of course, there's a great deal of fear because most people, I say most, many, let me rephrase that, would really rather take the past, stuff it in the closet somewhere, shut the door, and hope that it never comes out. And I don't know about you, but my experience of that has been that isn't healthy, and it just creates the opportunity for greater problems.
Well, you know, in all honesty, you are right, and it does create greater problems because we're taught in society to cover up, to mask things. That's why people are so quick to buy things to improve their looks, to improve everything, to hide, you know, what they deem as flaws, which some of which are just our natural characteristics. We haven't embraced ourselves fully, and that's a problem that we don't in this society. And when you're proud of who you are, or you accept your flaws, your variations and differences, it allows people to learn how to handle you, to work with you, to accept you, to love you, and to treat you. You have to love yourself and embrace that first. For me, when I hid the horrors and everything that took place inside of my life, guess where they went? They stayed inside of me. And when you keep all of that turmoil inside of you, the only thing you can do is hurt you and cause you damage. And it affects you in other areas of your life in a very unhealthy way. So I didn't want that. In order to keep that from continuing, I had to face the reality of my life and accept it, deal with it, and move on. And so we teach people that masking things and covering things, I mean, that's why people, you know, have substance abuse and other issues and physical abuse and a lot of things, because they're masking pain that comes into their life from other avenues. And we have to address it, simply address it. It's not always easy, but it needs to be done.
No, it's not always easy. And now, let me ask you this, Marilla. You have been designated as Oprah's Ambassador of Hope. Tell us about that.
Well, in sharing the story in our house, Perception versus Reality, I was out teaching people about the indicators of an abuser, because that ties in a lot with trusting your intuition as well. When you see people, a lot of times we can tell those indicators are there. We can tell when people are not healthy for us on many levels, but because we want what we want, we overlook it. We tend to overlook things and justify it just so we get what we want. And in doing that, if we teach young men and women, because people don't understand, is that when you have children, if you teach them how to recognize the signs of an abuser, sometimes people will realize that they have those abusive tendencies, and they didn't realize they were until they developed and become worse. But wouldn't you rather teach someone how to recognize those signs and identify them before they get into an abusive situation, instead of when they're in one and it's difficult often to get them out? So that's what we started doing. And in doing that, it allowed I was honored with Oprah recognizing me as one of her five worldwide ambassadors of hope. And I love teaching people and inspiring people to be better, to see better, to protect themselves and love themselves and forgive. And so anything that I can do to distribute hope in the efforts that it will lead them to having pure faith, that's what I do. I believe once you have faith, you won't need hope anymore. So,
you know, I'm inspired by what you just said. I have to ask this question. I didn't expect the interview to go in this direction, but you talked about indicators of an abuser. And I know we don't have a lot of time. That may be a show in and unto itself. But could you identify or provide maybe our listeners three or so of those indicators, so that when someone leaves this show talking about straight talk, maybe they can at least see that, so they can protect themselves?
Absolutely. If you have someone, a lot of times men and women don't really look at this as a sign, and it's very critical. If you have someone showing up at your job unannounced and popping in on you and your friends, that's an indicator that something's wrong, because they should be secure and comfortable in their own life instead of jumping into yours unannounced. That's one. Number two is if someone is controlling your finances. You're working, you have your money coming in, and they're handling and managing your money and keeping you without. Another one is if you bring someone to the table and it's, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, or even a friend, and all of a sudden all of your other friends begin to be pushed out of the relationship along with your family members, that's a warning sign, especially if they were healthy relationships that you had and you begin to find yourself isolated. Those are indicators that something is very wrong. And so you have to start really paying attention to what people are showing you instead of what they tell you, because love doesn't ever hurt. It should never hurt you. It doesn't touch you physically in a way that brings pain. And so if you have someone that pushes you, shoves you, and touches you in an unhealthy way, that's the only time that should happen, because you should be done with that person and do what you need to move that along quickly.
Wow, that is very powerful. And it takes us to our last break. And Marilla, I want to say both to you and Alyssa, as we've gone through this interview, this has been an interesting and a speedy journey so far. We've got one last break. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. We've been talking with Marilla Scott, author, motivational speaker, about the book Intuition, and her daughter, co-author of the book of Intuition. And we'll be right back. We talk a little bit about ghostwriting and some of the work that Marilla's doing today. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. Well, this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, Transformation Talk Radio Network, and I'm so excited. This has been such a wonderful show. We have been talking about the new book, Intuition, and I highly recommend it. In fact, let me do this for just a second. I want to read this out of one of the reviews that was written from a verified purchase on Amazon. It says, there is always a beautiful light coming out of the darkest darkness. And when we live our lives filled with love, forgiveness, faith, and following God's messages, which is our intuition, only magical miracles can emerge from that. That is just an incredible comment made in an absolutely beautiful review on the book Intuition. Now, you can buy the book Intuition on Amazon.com, but if you want a hardcover copy of the book and you would like it signed by the authors, Marilla Scott and Alyssa Curry, go to marillascott.com. That is M-A-R-A-L-A Scott, S-C-O-T-T.com, marillascott.com. And pick up your copy there. Look, if you're going to buy the book, get the hardcover and get the autograph cover, because that's just so much better. Folks, it's been fun having you as guest on the show. Marilla, I got to ask you a question, because it says here, and I know that you have been involved with this, you're a ghostwriter. Tell me about some of the ghostwriting, and for someone that's out there, and this is really where I'm interested in, for somebody that's out there that says, oh, there's a book in me, but I just don't have the skills or the knowledge or the ability to pull it together, how does a person connect with a ghostwriter, and what's that experience like?
You know, for me, I love working with people that have powerful stories to inspire. And everyone has something in their life that some want to share, some don't. But people will reach out to me through Serif Books. And what they do is I typically like to sit down with them and work with them for at least 3 days in a cabin that's kind of isolated. So we remove all the noise from our life, and they just share with me whatever it is they want to share. And we begin working and penning their story through their voice, through their eyes, not mine. And so I think it's a tremendous release of pain and negativity and sometimes things that people have held in for so many years, if not decades, that they want to get out. A very healthy way to do it, which is the way I did in our house, was to get it out of me and write. So what I'm doing is I'm sharing the gift that I had, you know, that worked for me, which is writing, was a release of pain for me. And so I offer that for other people that want to. Now, it doesn't mean you had to go through something painful to have your story ghostwritten. It allows you to just share whatever it is you want to. If you're not a writer but you have a tremendous story, go to Serif Books, and we work with you on your schedule and get it done. And both of our books are best-selling books that we've done, and award-winning books as well. So we really put a lot of time and effort into it to get your story right. And what I do is I write to show you how great your life is.
You know, that's that, I love to hear that. I write to show you how great your life is. I love that. That is classic. So let me be just kind of real practical for a second. So you've got someone out there, and they say, you know, I've got the story in me, so I'm assuming, and let me just say assuming, you can correct me, they could either write some of it and you can clean it up, or they could just literally tell you the story and you're, I guess, finding their voice so that you can write it from their perspective.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I do.
Okay. And what is that experience like for you? Whenever, you know, you sit down with somebody, let's say you and I sat down and we talked for 2 or 3 days about whatever it was that we wanted to talk about. What's the experience like when you go into writing a book, but for someone else?
You know, it's inspirational to have people trust me the way they do, to share. It's like they allow me to unzip their soul, walk inside, and take out whatever I need to put together their story that they want for them in their words through their vision. And so you have to really submit to telling the truth and sharing what it is you want, and so I can get that. And it's humbling. It's really humbling, but it's inspirational in the same voice. It's a very powerful experience.
And I've had the pleasure of seeing this experience as well, which I loved having a chance to be a part of this, but I've seen the way that, you know, Marilla, you sit down and you really talk with them and have discussion. You take notes about everything that they say. You take note of their movements and things like that, and pictures, so you can really be included in what they're saying.
Yeah, it makes a big difference, because I want the reader to feel them, not me. And when our clients, they finish reading, oh my gosh, they are friends and family with us for life, because we have a bond, and a lot of things that people share, most people never share. They don't share with their family members, and sometimes people read in the book, and some of the things they share, they don't make it in the book, but their books are powerful representations of them. And to be able to do that, I've watched people heal in the process, and the process is so therapeutic, and I'm not, you know, licensed in that capacity, but this is something that transcends out of their own work on themselves. They're working on themselves sometimes and don't realize it, but it's a beautiful release of negativity. And if you have an incredible story to share, it's a beautiful release to this world to share something powerful that can help shape, change lives, or entertain people in a capacity that can inspire them. So I like
when that. When a person comes to you and says, okay, you know, here's the story that I've got, whatever that story may be. Let me back up a second. When I say whatever that story may be, I think, Marilla, you focus primarily on overcoming adversity, transformation, inspiration. In other words, if somebody's listening to this and saying, I want to write the next 50 Shades of Grey, that's not your area.
Exactly, yeah. I like things that make a difference, that can change lives, shape lives for the better, inspire and help you grow and be a better version of yourself. So if someone wants to put something into this world to can teach others, no matter what capacity that's in, if you can teach them to overcome something or transform into a better person, that's what I like to focus on. There's enough negativity out there, and there's enough of everything out there, but I think we all need more inspiration, more encouragement. So I love those kinds of stories, because we all have them. And if you don't have it, you know, when you look back at your life, when you write your story, by the time we're finished, oh, you'll have it. You'll have the inspiration if you're open to receiving it. You'll learn there's power in your pain, and you can take that and use it as fuel to have a better life.
Okay. All right. And so let's talk about maybe a little of the detail. Somebody comes to you and they say, you know, I've got this story. What from the time they start the process or agree to the process, whatever the legal and business side of it is, but from the time they have completed the business transaction to say, let's get started, what's the norm for taking that and moving that from concept and interview to fully published book that's available on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever it happens to be?
It typically takes about 6 to 8 months. 6 months, okay. I'm pretty much done. Sometimes I can do it in 4. Depends on the process. Again, sometimes people will bring a project to me that they've already written, but it needs to be, maybe restructured and more added or some deducted, and we clean it up and work on it from that capacity. But when I do a full ghostwriting, 6 to 8 months. 6 months is typically done. 8 months, it's up on Amazon and everything. Sometimes it's a lot sooner than that. Depends on the clarity and how well, you know, your time is to work with me. But, yes.
Okay. And in the process of doing that, I guess it's through Seraph Books that you're doing this. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and Seraph Books, for those who are listening, is SERAPHBOOKS.com, SerafBooks.com. So if you want to get in touch with Marla and talk about, okay, what is it that she does? And how does it work? And how do you make that connection? I would assume that Seraph Books is the way that's taking place. And as I give that a plug, I also hear the music that say, our show is just about over. So, Marla, and Alyssa, let me say thank you. Thank you so much for being on the show. The new book is Intuition. Marla and Alyssa are the co-authors of the book. And if you want to get the hard copy signed by the authors of the book, go to Marla, MaralaLascott.com. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, Transformation Talk Radio to live by. We appreciate you taking the time to listen, and yet another great show. And Marla and Alyssa, my best to both of you. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Folks, this is Straight Talk Radio, and we'll be back next week with another great show. This is Chuck Gallagher. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher.